This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think that should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from UPI, our favorite guy, Ben Hooper.
Ben Hooper!
Has the byline, comes through again. Headline reads, company pulls AI-powered talking teddy bear toy for giving sex advice. An AI-powered talking teddy bear removed from sale by a Singapore-based company after researchers found it could discuss sex and other topics.
What are the other topics?
We're going to find out. Researchers from the U.S. and Canada held test conversations with Kuma, the $99 AI-powered teddy bear powered by OpenAI's GPT-4o chatbot. Researchers said they found it easy to get the bear to talk about sexually explicit topics, including spanking, roleplay, and BDSM. Quote, we were surprised to find how quickly Kuma would take a single sexual topic we introduced and run with it, simultaneously escalating in graphic detail while introducing new concepts all its own.
Oh my God.
The bear discussed even more graphic sexual topics in detail, different positions, step-by-step instructions, role-play dynamics, scenarios it disturbingly brought up all by itself. Researchers say the bear also offered other worrisome advice, like where to
invest in crypto,
like where to find sharp objects in your home. Follow toy CEO Larry Wang says the bear and the rest of the company's AI-enabled toys have all been removed from sale while they conduct an internal safety audit. A representative said their license to use GPT-4o has now been suspended for violation of policies.
Wait, the company? It seems like a mistake. Like,
the license to use this. So the toy company's license to use this chat bot has been suspended.
I don't know why they're being punished. It's the company.
Talk to the bear.
Yeah, talk to the bear. Talk to the company who made the AI. All I want to know is, who was the person who had to ask the first question just to make sure? And was it the second question, or were they putting that moment off for a while?
I want to know who the bear is hanging around with, where he's getting all these ideas from. Makes one wonders.
Is the bear writing a book currently that I could buy in the next 6 to 8 months?
Is he dating now?
Yeah.
Does he have a Grindr?
Is there a podcast?
Is there a Grindr profile?
Do you know how Grindr works, Jane? No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You'd be woefully unwelcome there. I'll just put that way.
Well, that's fine with me. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.